Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is January 12, 2021, and we're doing our shamanic awakening ceremony. Many thanks to everyone who showed up, who had the courage to show up. This is an intense event. And this is where the only thing that competes with this one in terms of intensity is the shamanic breath work that we did last month and that we will be doing every other month. My plan, by the way, is every month we'll have one of these high intensity events. And my current plan is 1 month we'll do this shamanic awakening ceremony. The next month we'll do shamanic breathwork. And these will both be members only events. So very excited to bring you this very intense experience of healing and awakening. And I guess I should move the camera so you can see me. Hang on a second. I was so worried about the audio, I forgot about the video. Okay. There we go. Thanks for your patience with me. Okay, so here's what we do. Once I get past this introduction, I'm going to start as usual, calling the directions, calling the allies, make sure we have a really solid energetic container. Then we're going to work through the entire invocation cycle. So in order, we will start with the first invocation for just calling in maximum high vibration energy. And then I'll probably sing a sacred mantra to bring us into a sweet space. Then we'll do the invocation for healing. And then we'll spend quite a bit of time flushing heavy stuff. And someone just said the audio is a little blown out. That means it's too distorted. Let me turn it down a little bit. Okay, I've just made an audio adjustment. Give me feedback in the chat window if we need further audio adjustment on the vocal here. Okay, that's better. Good. Thank you. And I do need this feedback because I can't hear myself. So thank you all very much. So then we get into several healing songs. I'm going to be drumming and rattling and getting really intense. And this is where you're going to have a lot of heavy energy flushed up, most likely, and cleared out or transmuted to love and light. And these healing sections can easily go 45 minutes to an hour. So it's kind of inspired by many of the ayahuasca ceremonies I've done. So I will do that until the energy feels nice and bright and clear. You're going to feel a lot of heavy stuff come up, most likely, and you just need to breathe. To be exact, you just need to relax into whatever the challenging energy is and just feel it and be really, really passive, and the divine will flush it away. Okay. So you don't want to be doing this technique unless you're ready to feel some very strong, challenging energies with the idea that that will let you heal them faster. Then once we've gone through that long healing section, then we will work, we'll call ourselves into our higher selves. We go to the higher self here. We are going to be conscious in that light body that created the human body just for a moment. Then we'll go into embodied awakening. The higher self will come into the human body, and we do that all the time with that level. And then we'll probably do an invocation after that to kind of make that reality more consistent. And then we'll wrap it up. And that usually takes like a couple hours to do all that. And if we have energy, we'll maybe chat for a bit afterward and get some feedback. I'm now starting a more formal procedure where, since we're always doing kind of chat and group connection at the end, I'm going to close the ceremony very soon after we get to the formal end of it. And that way, anyone who's had enough, and whether you're live or on the recording, you'd rather tune out at that point, then we can go on with those who wish to be part of the chat and conversation. So that's the plan, unless the divine tells me different. I'll now make the usual requests. I do request that if you're going to do this event with us, please give it your undivided attention. Please do only this. Act as if you are right here in the room with us. And same protocol. You want to be fully present in the process. If you must exit the process, then ask the allies to remove you from it, and they'll gently move you out of the field. This is one of those processes, though, especially in the healing section, where it's better to stick it out if you can. You may be having a very strong and challenging experience during the healing part, and you may want to bail. And if you're bailing, not because you actually have to leave, but because it's just feeling uncomfortable, that's a reason to stay. In fact, if this were an in-person ceremony, I'd be getting commitments from people that they would not leave the room until we close the container. Of course, I can't enforce that if we're virtual as we are. But just know that if you're in the tents, you have a lot of stuff coming up and it's really challenging for you and you leave, you'll probably keep it. Whereas if you stay in the sacred container, this is your safe space. This is where the allies and all the good energy is present. And you're actually much better if it's challenging to stay with us and give the allies a chance to finally clear that out or integrate it into love and light. So if you bail while it's tough, chances are you'll have that stuff stick with you. It's not good to get a healing partway up and have some really intense stuff happening and then just stop, and then you have it with you and it's going to hang around and bother you. Okay, so much better to stay with us, let it stay with the intensity, let us give the allies a chance to get it all the way out, all the way integrated. That's really better. Of course, you have free will and you can do what you want, but that is what I have found to be best. Okay, it's best if you can arrange that you will not be interrupted for the next couple of hours, if at all possible. And you can be sitting up, laying down, changing position, whatever you need to do. During the intensity, you may need to cry or scream or holler. Your body may shake or vibrate or tremble. You're welcome to do whatever your body feels like doing as long as no one gets hurt. And I guess that's probably enough introduction. As always, you are just as much a participant if you're doing this via the recording. I constantly get feedback. The recordings are just as effective as the live calls. That's because the divine allies are present with you in real time in that moment, even if you're on the recording. So you've got just as much energetic support. And the energy of all these calls are held in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So you're just as fully participating regardless of when or where you do the event. All right, let's do this. Relax, close your eyes. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakochan Inti Kwechi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, and Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Moo, West, Thesa, Zachary, Jeremy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere of light around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right. We have a safe container. So we're going to begin with our first invocation. We're going to call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So if you'd like to join us in that, on all these invocations, do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So please repeat after me now if you wish. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Relax, and to receive this, rest in passive breath awareness. If you are able to feel the incoming energy, then an optimal focus is just feeling the energy itself. Either way is fine. So again, if you can feel the energy, use that as your awareness focus. If you cannot, use breath. I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the energy as you do that. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma
Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha.
Can you just feel this peacefulness for a moment? Now that we have a baseline of awakened energy, or at least some nice peacefulness, some of you are there. I'm being guided to do something I've never done before at this juncture, is to actually do the embodied awakening invocation right now. And those who are able to get there will get there and have an even better healing experience, and everyone else will get as close as they can. So let's do it. So the embodied awakening invocation, this will be the shortcut, and then we'll still do all the steps after as usual. This will just kind of make the healing even cooler. The idea is that you're driving a car, and the idea is if your ego is behind the wheel, your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. And if your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, you can take the wheel back. The divine will step out with no fuss. Easy, Stevie. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do through intuition, and there's a lot more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, then repeat after me to your higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And then just relax into full passivity. You'll get the best outcome if you do not do any of the following while this invocation is working. Please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't use any deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive, feel the energy moving or feel the breath, whichever is easier. If you feel energy, focus on that. And many of us are in embodied awakening now. When you're there, it's like there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, and it holds itself with no effort. So if you're there, fabulous. If not, just rest wherever you're at. And it is time now to move on to the actual healing section. So a little explanation first. Some of this I mentioned earlier, but it bears repeating at this point. We're about to do an extended healing section that may last up to an hour. There will be probably at least two healing songs involved. The function of this section is to stir up any heavy energy that you're carrying and either flush it away or transmute it to love and light. This can get really intense. It will not be too intense, so you are safe. You can fully relax and have the full experience of this intensity and just let it be as strong as it needs to be. Your higher self is managing you. It will make sure you don't get too much. The only suffering you're going to experience during this is if you are resisting feeling the sensations. It is the resistance to the feeling that causes the suffering, not the sensation itself. So if you relax into it, your divine will make sure you're taken care of. When things are coming up, I strongly recommend you just focus on the sensation of what's happening, just the feeling only. There may well be thoughts and images swirling around in the field as well. If so, let them swirl. You're not going to fight anything, but you're also not going to pay attention to them. Just let them do their thing, and you keep focusing on sensation. How does it feel? The feeling, the sensation, the somatic experience is what you're going to focus on if you want the most awesome experience. And don't try to heal yourself. Your divine and the allies who are doing it for you, if you, the human, start jumping in and trying to heal it in any way, shape, or form, then they'll have to back off and let you try. And I promise you, it won't work as well as if you let the divine do it for you. So please let the divine do the healing. You just do the witnessing. Your witnessing is important. It shows the divine where to go. You must be engaged with awareness of the challenging phenomenon to get the best bang for your buck here. So that's how it works. So let's do it. Get comfy. We're going to start some drumming. And I will keep an eye on the chat window during the first minute or so of the drumming. And if the volume isn't working, if it's distorting, let me know. If it's too loud, too soft, let me know. So I'm now going to shift the volume and start drumming right now. Tell me it's low volume. I'm going to crank it up a little bit. Okay, let's try that. That's too much. We'll find the sweet spot. Hang on. It's a fine line. It changes every time. Here we go. So now we're going to do the formal healing invocation to your higher self. So please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, starting now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And relax and remain and just resting in the awareness of whatever's going on.
Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you.
So remain in your flow, whatever's happening, just stay with it. If there's anything at issue with my vocal quality, if someone would type in the chat window, if everything's fine, no need. I'll assume everything's fine unless I see something to the contrary in there. So we've stirred up a lot of heavy energy, and now we're going to transition to a second song whose function is to transmute dark entities into love and light beings. Before I do that, I'm going to have a chat with those beings and invite them to leave. So this is an outcome where everybody wins. So I now, before I do this, though, let me explain to you humans what this is about. We humans are far from just independent beings. We are ecosystems of energies, just like you have a bunch of bacteria in your gut biome. And if you didn't have all those bacteria in there, you wouldn't digest a thing and you would die. So we are interdependent with the gut biome to survive. In the same way, every human has an ecosystem of energy beings. And some of these beings are beautiful, high vibration beings, very angelic, very crystalline, very beautiful. And some of these guys are low vibration, kind of dark and malefic. And it is those dark, malefic beings I'm going to address now. I give you this little explanation so that you won't feel a weird, oh my God, I got dark entity, is something wrong with me? That means you're human. So very few humans on the planet are free of these dark beings entirely. Chances are pretty good you got a few. So I'm now going to give those beings a chance to leave voluntarily, which makes it easier on everybody. I now address all beings who are connected with anyone hearing my voice, any beings of darkness, malevolence, low vibration, malevolent intent. Thank you for your attention. I'm Benjamin. As you can tell, I come with many powerful allies of love and light. And what's going to happen here momentarily is we're going to do a song of transmutation. What this song does, you low vibration beings, is it transmutes guys like you to love and light. If you would like that to happen, please do remain and we will take care of that for you. However, many of you may prefer to stay as you are, and I respect that. And we're going to give you a way to guarantee your safety. Archangel Michael, brother, oh, you feel so good. Would you please, as usual, open one-way exit only portals to the home dimensions of these low vibration beings? The portals are open. So low vibration beings, please note that you have a way home now. Many of you got trapped here. There's no place you'd rather be than home. Some are leaving already. Yay. So this is your free ride home. If you were tired of getting stuck here in this dimension, you can now go home and hang out with your buddies. You have my word that this is on the up and up. You will emerge on the other side in your home dimension exactly as you are now. So if you want to guarantee your safety, if you want to guarantee your survival, then I recommend that you go through a portal now. You'll be able to feel which portal is yours. You'll recognize the vibration. So I'm now going to play a little chime music while you all make a decision. So you dark beings, you have a choice. You can stay as you are, either because you wish to be transmuted to love and light or because you think you can resist. Or you'll play it safe and go through the portal and go back home. This is a one-way trip. If you go through that portal, you cannot return to your current host. So I will play the chimes until I can feel that everyone, all dark beings are gonna have gone through who are taking the offer. So dark beings, now is your time of choice. Stay or go. Make your choice, please. You humans, just hang out, relax, feel whatever energies are moving. Be completely passive. If you humans feel some unpleasant energies within you, they were there already. You're just feeling them flush up and leave. Humans are protected. No one's going to pick up entities from anyone else. You can relax, be open. All entities who are leaving a human host are going into the portals. Okay, so quite a few lower vibration beings left. You humans may notice you may feel a little bit lighter and brighter now. Everybody wins. So now I'm going to address the beings of darkness again. So those of you who remain, I'm suspecting you're either staying because you want to be transmuted to love and light or you think you can resist the song. So the song will start here soon. And while the song's going on, dark beings, the portals will remain open. Archangel Mikael will be there, and you're welcome to go through the portal that leads to your home dimension, this one-way exit-only portal. However, once the song ends, the portal closes, and your chance to get this free ride home closes. So again, dark beings, If you are staying because you think you can hold out and it ain't working, feel free to jump through a portal anytime during the song. Thank you. You humans, just relax, remain resting in awareness of whatever's happening. And we're going to stir some stuff up, then continue the healing process. As I begin the song with a rattle, again, I'll be watching the chat window for the first minute or two. If you are having an issue with the quality of the sound and you're on the live call, please let me know that, because otherwise I can't change it. Thank you.
Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, oh, out you go, oh, oh, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light is the light. Poison 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 is the light. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light. Or be transmuted to love and light is the light. Poison 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 is the light. pours in as the light pours in, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of dark and night. Out you go, out you go, oh, oh, out you go, energies of dark and night. Oh, be transmuted in love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of dark and night. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of dark and night. Oh, be transmuted in love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 as the light pours in. As the light pours in, 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 as the light in, as the light pours 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 in, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of dark and night. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of dark and night. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, oh, oh, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, oh, oh, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 as the light pours in.
Okay, that ends the formal healing section. If you're on the live call and the voice is not sounding good, let me know in the chat window. Otherwise, I'll assume we're all good. So it could be that your healing may continue a while longer from this point forward. If your experience is different than what I'm describing, just go with what you're experiencing. However, the majority of us are now clean enough that we're ready to move up into our higher selves. So please repeat after me if you wish to do that. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Doesn't that feel yummy? You don't have to say that. I was just saying that myself. So you may notice that you're feeling more like a being of pure energy, sense of rising up, expanding, lightness, bliss. Just let yourself be lifted up into this beautiful part of you that's pure energy, the beautiful part that created your human self in the first place. And once you've been lifted up into that, you just feel so expansive, you can't even find a boundary of yourself. It's just beautiful light. So just relax there. There's nothing to do here. Just be, relax, enjoy. And again, if your experience is different from what I'm describing, relax and go with whatever you're experiencing. Everyone's getting their highest need met. So we'll take just a moment longer to relax into this pure peacefulness. This is why I'm not afraid of dying. When I die, I get to be this completely again. I'm totally happy to hang out in this body as long as I can serve. Totally happy to be human. And when the time comes, totally happy to transition into this. Can't lose. Okay, now I'm starting to have awareness of the physical body. So it's time to invite your higher self into your physical body. So let's do that. And we'll do this just using the 8-word invocation shortcut that we actually used earlier. So repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And
And then just relax into passive breath awareness in the physical body. Or if you can feel a lot of energy moving in the physical body, you can just relax into the awareness of that energy. Your higher self will come into you as quickly and fully as serves your highest good. You'll only get the amount of awakening you're ready for. There's no need to filter or control or regulate the incoming energy. Your higher self has that covered. It can do that better than your human self. It's like you're a sponge and the divine consciousness is water, just soaking smoothly in. Just relax, and if you feel energy moving in you, just hold awareness of that energetic motion. And if you cannot feel that, then just rest in breath awareness. Either way, you're totally passive. You're just feeling what's happening anyway. You are not trying to control or manipulate what's happening at all. Be with what is. Let the divine take care of it for you. When the embodied awakening locks in, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It just holds itself. If you're there, just relax and be in that state. If you're not, just keep relaxing and give it a little while longer to get you either fully there or as close as you can right now. Either way is fine. If during this process you get distracted, a distraction is not you, it's an uninvited guest. Just as soon as you realize, oh, I'm distracted, just relax back into what you're focusing on, whether that's energy or breath. Let the distraction be in the background. If it's still there, that's perfectly fine. And use the lightest touch of effort that gets the job done. Some people find that they can go to absolutely zero effort and just be and still have this awareness. That's great. And if zero effort, you don't have the awareness, you just add a teeny tiny bit of effort until you notice it. And the idea is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel what you're focusing on, whether that's just the movement of energy in your body or your breath doing its own thing. That's feeling pretty good. So we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not quite an embodied awakening to have a chance to get there. And now we're going to do an additional invocation. So if you like the way you're feeling, and with the understanding that everything you are needing to do in your human life, you'll actually do better and have more fun doing it in this state. If you would like that to be true, have this new, more wonderful baseline of consciousness, then the next invocation is to call that in and make it more consistent. So repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and just relax. Go to zero effort and let the energy move. That's feeling pretty good. We'll leave it just a moment longer. So feel the way you feel. Please be aware of your entire physical body and the energy in and around it. There's a good chance it feels pretty different than when we started. See if you don't feel more like a being of love and light, a being of pure energy. See if the physical body itself doesn't feel more like energy than before. So if you want to maintain this, then that's what the 16-part Invocation Masterclass is all about. Everything you need to know to maintain and deepen this state is in those lessons. So if you haven't already done them, I do recommend it. As a member, you have full access. If you're having any trouble with access or passwords, just reply to any of the emails I send you, and I'll tell you how to get in there. So I'm now going to close the Mesa, and we'll end the formal energetic process, and then we'll leave some time for questions and conversation. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Allies, thank you for this beautiful shamanic awakening ceremony. Really grateful for all the healing and awakening and other awesome stuff. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you allies still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Alrighty, that is the end of the formal shamanic process. And if that actually only took 90 minutes, that was shorter than usual. So if that's all you can do, whether you're live or on the recording, you can bow out. The field's now open for departure if you so wish. And if you'd like to hang around, the live participants are now welcome to unmute themselves and ask questions or give feedback. What was your experience like? And if you're on video, you can unlock your camera and show us your face, whatever you like. So the floor is open. Anyone who's on the live call is welcome to now share whatever they feel like sharing. Just unmute yourself. If you're on the live call on the computer, just click that slash across the mic and it'll unmute you. If you're on a phone, I believe *6 will mute and unmute your phone. And if no one is sharing, just relax. And the even though we close the mesa, the energy is still sweet. So we can just soak in that for a bit. Ali typed beautiful thank you. And a little face with hearts in it. Thank you, Ali. Patricia types, so utterly lovely. Thank you. Thanks. Brandy, hello.
Hello. I just want to say thank you as always. This is just always amazing and beautiful, and the shamanic ceremonies are always my favorite. So just thank you for all the work you put into this. It's amazing.
You're welcome. I'm glad you had a good experience, Brandy. So Brandy has muted herself. Someone else was unmuting also. Marla,
did you hi. That was Marla. Really wonderful as always.
Oh, good.
I had so many different experiences throughout it. Like I, at the beginning, I was really feeling like a giant marshmallow. Like I was like this huge, heavy, but like pleasantly heavy. Energetic being. And then I really, you know, went through a lot of different emotions that came up during the first drumming with during the healing. Mm-hmm. And that was really enjoyable because, you know, I actually have been really emotionally level lately. Mm. But it was kind of nice to feel like, oh yeah, like there's actually anger hiding in there somewhere.
Ha 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 ha.
And then have it come up, and then, you know, with the dark beings being asked to leave and leaving, that was really powerful and enjoyable. And then during that song, when you're transmuting them, you know, I really felt by the end of it that I was really full of light.
Mm, nice.
And it was so nice. So thank you so much. I'm loving these calls so much. Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, the idea for that song came from a book by Drunvalo Melchizedek. I think it's called The Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life. I think in part two of that book, he describes that technique where you open up portals or you have an archangel do it and give the entities a chance to leave on their own. And it works every time. A lot of them are always eager to get out of Dodge. So I like that. And someone else was unmuted for a moment. So whoever that was is welcome to unmute themselves again and speak if you wish.
Hi, Benjamin. It's Allie.
Allie, hi.
I had such a lovely experience. This was so different than the first time we did it. I did feel those entities they really wanted to hang around. And then I really did feel something, you know, leave last time. But this time I just felt complete peace. So I think whatever you did last time was a wonderful clearing, because this time it was a total different experience for me. Very peaceful.
Okay.
I could just feel, I felt very expansive. Anyways, it's just beautiful, as you'd like to say, yummy. And, but I have a question, and you might've addressed this in another video. Why do we keep yawning? Because I was also yawning a lot. What is that?
It's just another form of energetic release.
Okay.
Along with belching or shaking,
yeah,
you know, all that is just energy moving. And I couldn't tell you technically why some energy releases as a yawn and some as a burp or whatever, but it's just
right
enough leaving.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's cool. But anyways, thank you so much. Namaste. Send you all lots of love and light. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Allie. Deanna.
Yeah, I felt when we got, I mean, I went through all of the different feelings and, you know, the very much lightness in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then the healing was rather gentle this time. But at one point, during the first song, my neck contorted to the right side. Just I'm sitting in a chair in a recliner, and so my neck went down to the right shoulder and my ear attached to my right shoulder and stayed there. And as I did that, my left neck and shoulder felt very tight, which is odd because that's the side that was stretching. So it just felt like it was contorting, but it was actually stretching.
Huh.
Now I feel light in 90% of my body, but my left shoulder and arm feels warm and heavy.
Okay.
And it just feels like there's, and I don't know if it's still something just flowing through there or if it's just something hanging out, but it's a very different sensation than what I'm used to after this.
Interesting. Okay. So what I would say is if you have the perception that heavy energy is either leaving or transmuting there on the left side, just let it be its thing. But if you have a sense it's something that you'd rather have out and it's not going anywhere, you can just do a healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and just hold your attention there where you feel the heavy energy, and that should move it through.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been able to identify if it's just still, I haven't been able to identify what it's doing.
Okay.
I'm just noticing that it's the left arm and shoulder is very different.
Okay. Well, my sense is give it a little time and see what happens. But if it doesn't clear on its own and it feels unpleasant, then just try healing invocation and see if that moves it through.
Okay. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
it's me again. Sorry, I just wanted to address that because I have a lot of pain in my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she's just very clairsentient or picking up empathic. Thank you for picking up on my pain. But that's what happened with me the first time I did this this ceremony with you. I had a lot of pain, a lot of injuries, and that's exactly what happened. It was like Mikhail was giving me like Reiki and massage, and you know, working out all the kinks. What exactly what she just said, what Deanna said, is what I was going through. So I don't know if maybe we all just need a little chiropractic adjustment, but anyways, I just wanted to say that I was experiencing the same thing, but I hope she feels better.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, during these healing processes, all kinds of stuff can come up. It can be physical stuff, emotional stuff, whatever. The thing I love so much about this kind of work is we don't have to know about what it is or have any deep understanding of the whys and wherefores. We can just relax and trust that these beautiful beings are going to work this stuff through us and out of us the best they can. So I've pretty much come to a space of, I don't need to know. I don't want to know. If I need to know, I'll be shown, and that's fine. So that's the more I've done this work. And I remember my early ayahuasca ceremonies in the early years, I would always want to know why and what exactly is it. And then finally the medicine kept telling me, you don't need to know, just relax, let me take it away. And that's kind of become my overarching attitude generally toward healing anymore. Mana, hi. Oh, Marina, I'm sorry, it's Marina.
Hi, Benjamin, just want to say thank you. This was a beautiful ceremony. And I had a very powerful experience actually this time.
Okay.
During the first song, I started feeling a lot of have energy, and I actually felt the urge to puke.
Oh,
that after that, I felt so much liberating. And after the second song, I just felt like so more like blissful, and I'm feeling much better. So thank you so much.
Did you actually physically vomit?
I did. Luckily, I was outside. I did. I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In peyote ceremonies, you know, most people call that getting sick. They call it getting well. So if you had a physical purge, that means the divine gathered up some toxins in your body, whether they're energetic or physical, and they rejected it physically. And if you've ever done plant spirit work, I mean, people are puking all over the place. The last time I did ayahuasca, I think I vomited 5 or 6 times physically. It was amazing. And
that's
fun.
A good sign.
It wasn't fun, but boy, I was so clear after that. And
it's just so liberating. Yeah.
So if you're called to vomit, that is a genuine blessing if that should happen. Now that's where you're the first person I've actually heard say that has happened on an Awakening Plus call, but that's a beautiful thing. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I want to share something in the chat window real quick. This is from Sandra. She typed, "This is my second shamanic experience. I started crying with your mantra chanting. Lots of feelings in the middle and ending with big yawns. I'm feeling so light, like floating. Thank you so much. As long as you weren't crying because I was singing badly, that's all cool." So yeah, the crying, I'm assuming, was a emotional release. Beautiful. It's interesting that the feedback we're getting tonight is people are having less intense experiences than I would typically hear reported. And what this tells me is y'all are raising your vibrations, and this, you know, really hardcore flushing is you're already more clean, and thus you're not having quite the intense drag it through the mud kind of experience. You're experiencing a little more lightness, broadly speaking, than has happened in the past. And this is a very hopeful sign. We have a lot of people here in Awakening Plus who've been hanging out with us for a while and doing, of course, other work as well. So I'm really excited that y'all are working at a higher vibration. That is kind of the whole point of why we're here. Well done. Leah typed, "Chanting was great. Lots of yawning after, sleepy but clear." Nice. The floor remains open for any feedback, questions, comments, whatever. If you feel like sharing, just jump in. Okay, last call for feedback or questions. The energy still feels really good. Well, it looks like we might be done. So unless someone jumps in while I'm making my closing comments, we'll wrap it up here. So if any of y'all feel called to work with me individually, you can check out astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, and I don't have to pitch the membership to you because you're already in it. Can skip that part. Patricia types, "Love to all of you. Thank you all so much for being here. It's an honor to be able to serve you." Again, today is January 12, 2021. This Thursday, we're doing our usual New Earth support team. And we have lots of other cool events, including a bonus event later in the month with our member, Larry. I haven't announced that yet, but I will in the next few days. So we're going to have a bonus member-led event. I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for news of that. And Sandra types, "Thanks much. Love and blessings to all." And some other person types, "Wonderful as always. Thank you. I'm glad." And again, if you all have additional feedback you want to share with me, just reply to any of my emails and let me know how it's going for you. I remind you once again, this is always a work in progress. I'm always looking to improve it. So please, if you ever have ideas on how we can make this better, please do share them. And I will jump on a good idea and incorporate it as quickly as I can. Thank you all so much. It's an honor to be with you guys. I'm so pleased that this membership is blossoming like it is, and y'all are the ones who make it what it is. Thank you so much. and good night.